Welcome to the What's Your Weird Story podcast.
Everyone has at least one good story.
And some of us have stories that are just to the left of normal.
We're interested in the ones that push the boundaries of what we can perceive.
Stories that defy explanations.
Stories with an air of mystery.
Stories we might not share.
For fear of being thought of differently.
But don't worry. We're all friends here. So, what's your weird story? Hello, Weirdsville. We are back once again. Me, Adam Beebe, my homie and co-host and ride or die BFF, Barry Johnston here.
Yep, yep, yep.
Now, Barry, you just got back from... I'm glad you're excited. I'm trying to get my energy level up.
I feel like I should be flashing gang signs with that kind of introduction. Oh, man. Dude, you just got back.
You just got back from family vacation.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. Went down to the Gulf Shores and had a great time and really overindulged. Just ate way too much, man. So when I got home, I decided I'm going to do a 3-day fast. So I'm on day number 3 of a 3-day fast, dude. It is kicking my ass, man.
I bet, man.
Oh, dude. You know, like when your sugar levels plummet, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Golly, and I start to crave like salt, you know.
Oh, really?
Like salty thing. Yeah, and I was looking it up last night, and I guess that's one of the side effects. Like, some people crave sugar, but some people crave salt, and like, they said that it could be actually the same thing. Like, when you're craving the sweet things, you're actually craving the salt that's in the sweet things. Yeah, it is, man. So, anyway, I'm just trying to get through today, and then tomorrow's 4th of July, and I'm like, I mean, what are you going to do? It's 4th of July. I'm not going to not enjoy myself. You know,
yeah, of course not, dude. You got to throw down, man. That's part of our traditions growing up. Is, you know, we always 4th of July for us, you and me, and our families growing up. That was a big thing. We'd go out to your house because you lived out in the country,
right?
And my family and we would go out to your house, and we'd be there all day.
Yeah.
And we would be just shooting off fireworks and throwing firecrackers and playing army and doing stuff. Swimming in the pool all day until the night.
Yep.
And then at night, we'd have our fireworks show, and we would look down south towards town, and we would see the city Kingfisher's fireworks show there by down at the park. And it was a great view.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, that was a lot of fun times.
That was, man. There. That was
good
great.
Memories.
That was great times, man. It makes you realize how special those memories are now that we're grown.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
Because it would be like, it'd be us, it'd be the Beebes, it would be the Campbells, it'd be the Combs, it'd be the Lemons. Yep. Everybody would be over there. Yep. And I think
Lippold's came out a couple of times, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Just all types of fun. And so that's the time of year it is, man. I'm excited. You know, spend some time with the family a little bit and, you know, look forward to celebrating the independence from those evil Brits.
I like the Brits.
I do too. I'm just kidding.
I think they're good people.
Oh yeah. So. Some of my favorite bands are British.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah, for sure, man, definitely. Have we talked about this on the podcast? This is one of my favorite Kurt stories, and it's a quick one, and it ties into the 4th of July and celebration, which will tie into our story that we've got coming up, or that's going to be told here shortly, but. Have I told the story about how your dad, caught your house on fire with the Roman candle?
Yeah. We talked about him catch his pants on fire.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's just one of my favorite ones. I remember he was sitting out there with his Roman candle, and it was lit the wrong end. And I'm, you know, just the kid saying, Kurt, I think you got that pointed the wrong way. And he's like, no, I'm the grown-up here. I know what's going on. Okay, so I got made wide berth.
Yeah,
and I just smart. Love it. Just holding that up, and you hear that thoom, you know, that thoom sound. Whenever, you know, if you've ever had a Roman candle and you shoot it, it makes those thoom, thoom, thoom sounds. It goes thoom, boom, and he's looking at the end. He can hear it, but he can't see it. And then he realizes that it's shooting backwards, and it's shooting down and shooting out his leg and burning a hole through his pants and shooting out the house. Everybody's scattering and laughing at him.
it was a big hole that burned in his pants too, man.
So great.
That was hilarious. Because those Roman candles, that you, like, contrary to what you think, the end that you light them on is the one that it shoots out of.
Yeah. So it's opposite of rockets and most everything.
So he's thinking, oh, I'll just, you know, I'm going to hold it this way. Meanwhile, we've been shooting him the whole time, so we know what's going on. That's great. Clark Griswold moment there.
For real, dude. Yeah, I remember I just saw recently and it's, you know, this is on Facebook, so who knows exactly how true it is. But I saw a thing where Oklahoma is the most dangerous state on 4th of July.
I saw that, too. It could very well be true. But for some reason, I want to say Florida could be the winner on that. Florida, but you never know.
Florida's got every 364 days. That one day.
Right. Give us one.
We get crazy with that gunpowder.
That's right. Hey, speaking of getting crazy, we got a story about a crazy festival that our guest went to. She's a very, very cool girl, a friend of yours.
Yep.
And she felt like she was part of the family. She's a fellow Wisconsinite. My family, my wife's family, is from up in Wisconsin, so it was nice to touch base with a northerner.
Yeah, I've known Brandy for a little while, and she's good people, and we had a long, long, long conversation with her, but we kind of boiled it down to what we thought was the best story here, and it's all about some crazy Midwest weather. It's not supernatural, it's not spooky ooky or woo woo or anything like that, but it's a great, great story, and it's a lot of fun. So, parents, take warning. If you're listening to this with your kids, I would be surprised. But take warning, you know, this episode does include references to recreational pharmaceutical use. So, which we of course, do not...
we do not endorse.
Not at all. So that's just, you know. So anyway, let's get to it. Brandy, thank you for joining us. What's your weird story?
Hey, so... weird stories. I've got one. So I used to be a hippie. I graduated from that now. But so 10 years ago, I used to be a hippie, and I would go to music festivals often. And I'm originally from the Midwest, and we would drive to different Midwestern states. So we would go to, and by we, I mean my, a few friends, my husband, he was my then boyfriend, and I. And we would go to Illinois. We'd go out to Michigan often. We'd travel down to Arkansas a few times, Missouri.
Okay.
This particular story... takes place in Illinois. Where were we at? I think it was like 2008, 2009.
Uh-huh.
And, so it was a while ago.
Yeah.
And, the thing with Illinois was it was great because this festival, summer camp music festival. And if anyone out there knows summer camp, they know what I'm talking about when, you know, sometimes the weather is like perfect. It's always over Memorial Day weekend.
Uh-huh.
And the weather is either just perfect or it's a shit show. It's just a total, annihilation. And I've never gone to summer camp where it was beautiful. It's always been a total shit show. This year that we went to summer camp, it was fine most of the time, but I was probably like 22 at the time, loosely planned for possible thunderstorms. And that's like all it tells you, like weather Mm-hmm. Weather.com was like, there might be a thunderstorm. Okay, great. Well, that's every day in Illinois. So
it's every day in Oklahoma too.
Yeah. You know, know what? Riddle you this. It's every day in Oregon, except minus thunder. We don't have thunderstorms.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
So, we were really into, our tent situation and like setting up a sweet spot to hang out. So, I had found this party tent, this like giant catering party tent on eBay at the time. And it was like probably like 10 feet by like 22 feet or some crazy, crazy. It was huge. It was at least 22 feet long. Wow. It was a huge tent.
That's massive.
Yeah. It was massive. And we had one side was like a kitchen area. The other side was like a hangout chill area. And we used it as like a community setup at the time. But so anyways, I went camping with these girls. Like one girl was my best friend. And at the time, I was one of those girls that was like, you can't be best friends with my best friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Fuck you, bitch. Oh, so bad. So bad. But so anyway, granted, okay, you know what? The girls that the other girls that we went with, they were so snob. They were the like uppityest of snob. I mean, I already know. I'm like, I'm not a picnic, but
yeah. These aren't people you want to spend days with.
Right. And I had to because, you know, my best friend, well, she had to have them too. Mm-hmm. So anyways, we're with these people and everyone's doing drugs. Everyone's partying. I'm trying to have a good time while also like seething inside, and we're watching the weather. And maybe the night before it had rained a little bit and it made it so it wasn't so dusty and it was fine. But the next day, it was like beautiful outside in the beginning. The morning I woke up and I was going to go start breakfast, and the girls woke up too.
The girls, yeah.
And they're out with all the ladies. Yeah. They came and they joined me. And my friend, my best friend at the time, she was still asleep. And my boyfriend was asleep in the tent, and my other friends were still asleep, and I'm with these shitty girls, and we're like trying to like get along and smoke a bowl and whatever. And I'm just like, God, you guys are so fucking dumb. Excuse me. Uh-huh. Together had the IQ of a box of rock.
I love that the hippie thing didn't smooth off the edges too much. You know what I'm saying? You still got to have some edge to you, man. You know,
that's important.
That's important.
Blanket. I love it. Real.
That's a good self-defense thing, is what it is.
Oh God. So, anyways, I'm trying to start breakfast up, and all of a sudden, I see the beautiful like sunny morning skies, like. These crazy clouds are starting to roll in, and I'm like, oh shit, what the fuck's gonna happen? And the wind is starting to pick up, and I mean, other people around us, it's like, you know, we're sardined in these campsites.
Yeah.
So we see there's like people everywhere, and people are trying to get up and get their day started, and then the wind is picking up, and it's picking up to a point where things are blowing off your tables. Uh-oh, things are just starting to whip around, and I'm like, oh shit. So I close down the grill and I shut everything off and I start putting things away, and I'm like, I'm getting ready for something's about to roll in. And I kept looking at the sky, and it was coming in faster and faster, and the clouds started to get, you know, like meaner and meaner looking. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Suddenly they're rolling and they're turning gray and black, and they looked exactly like, I don't know if you've seen this, the movie James and the Giant Peach.
Mm-hmm.
But the clouds, the angry rhinoceros storm clouds, they started just bowling in like that. This is awful. And you could hear the thunder starting to clamor, and the the wind is just whipping and it's whipping and my hair's flying everywhere. I got bitch over there with the fake dreads. Her dreads are flying all over the place. We're like, whoa, it's starting to pick up. And there look the two dumbass Boxer Rocks girls. What are you doing? What are you doing? I thought we were gonna eat food. I'm like, bitch, are you serious? Look up in the sky. I'm like, put shit, put everything underneath this table, and we need to put heavy stuff on top because we're going for a ride.
Yeah.
And within a minute, all of a sudden, the wind was just out of control, and it was swirling at that point. And you could see the clouds are starting to swirl and funnel. And, Illinois is prime. You know, we weren't like in Chicago or anything. It was definitely 3 hours south of there, probably. Mm-hmm. So we're in like prime, you know, tornado weather area. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, no. The clouds are swirling and I'm outside at a dirty hippie jam fest with two of the dumbest art mates. I'm so sorry.
Adam. That's so great. That's hilarious. It's fantastic.
Like these damn art mates, they're dance majors. Get out of here. So I'm, no offense to anyone that's in the arts. I really,
of course,
I love them. Thank you for what you do, but yeah. Screw these girls. Anyways, so they're like, oh, what are we going to do? And I'm like, hold on to something. I see we're causing a commotion, as is like everyone else around us. Everyone's freaking out. People's tents are starting to fly away.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing like their canopy tents are just sucked up by the wind, just taking off.
Is this an open field or is it
wooded
area? Oh, just open field. Oh, fuck. Okay.
Yep.
So there's no, you're not guarded by anything. You're just out there exposed to the elements. Wow.
Good old flatland, Illinois. Oh, yep.
Yeah. We're all too familiar with this scenario right now. Actually, yeah. You know, there are many of, you know, summer baseball games and stuff where this same kind of thing rolls in and everybody's like, oh. Yep. You know, get the cars, get the dugout. Yeah. Starts hailing in the cars. So, right.
That's awful. Yep. Oh, okay. So, another key point to the story. Do you remember when that crazy pastor or whatever, the dude, he was on the news, like Fox News kept like running his segment of him being like, the rapture is going to happen May 27th, 2009 or some bullshit that.
Yes.
Rapture man, the guy about the rapture.
Yes.
And everybody was talking about the rapture. Mm-hmm. The Midwesterners were like, oh, the rapture, are we going to poof into non-existence? I'm like, you're all sinners, so shut the fuck up.
I mean, the rapture's been on the calendar since we were young children, Adam.
Oh, beyond that, man. It's been on the past 2,000 years.
It's always coming. You know what I'm saying? It's always this year or next year.
I can distinctly remember like a good half dozen or more times where it definitely this time is when it's going to be.
I think we had, I think I recall a conversation you and I had in like the fifth grade on the swing set about the rapture.
Dude, that exactly is one of them. It is exactly one of them.
Yeah.
I remember. In fact, I'm pretty sure I remember the one that you're talking about because Facebook timeline just recently I was going, you know, it shows you, reminds you of things, and I was going through and looking at one, and there I posted one and I was like, what was this all about? I had to think about it for a minute, but what it said was, is such and such date, you know, or is around this time 2009, and it said Jesus said his dad can't pick us up today. So that was the day I think that was the day or the day after that it was supposed to be that rapture.
Oh my God.
But Brandy, yeah, but so, Brandy was in the real one. Brandy,
but yeah,
was
in you the were real in the, real
one. I was in the real rapture. Yeah. That was the one. So, yeah, people were talking about the rapture. That was like a big joke that was going on at the festival. We're like, we'll be raptured. So, the storm's happening though, and it was so gnarly. It was so gnarly. People are screaming. Excuse me, and they're like, tents are flying away. People that have no, you know, outdoor training, their tents are gone. They've gotten gone. They're just shoop, gone. People's stuff, their clothes, just flying around. And my, you know, party tent, of course. Now, we're not professional caterers by any means. Yeah. So you can only imagine what happened to that party tent. Let me tell you about it. I'll paint a picture. So the guys at a campsite next to us, they saw us struggling with our stuff. And they saw the tent starting to wibble wobble all over the place. And soon I had told the girls, I'm like, just grab on to something. And I grabbed onto a leg of the big 22-foot party tent. And, you know, one of the other girls grabs onto another leg. And then the other one is like trying to hold on to the canopy part of the tent. And these dudes, they see us and they're like, oh my God, you guys need help. We're all going to get picked up and carried away. And we are holding on to it, and us and maybe like three other guys are like, ah, hold on to it. But you know, we're on one end, and the weather just shoom took away the other half. And I, you know, had to scream, let go. Cause we were all just getting picked up by this giant now death kite with, you know, metal legs. Like, this is not good. So let go of it. And we just said, I'm like, goodbye, tents. And it took half of the tent. It ended up taking the back legs. They just came unhooked, like, shoom, toom. Yeah. You know how those, like, the pegs just ripped them right out of there. Took the canopy, gone. We went and looked for it later, after the storm. And we found it a quarter mile away on the other side of the... On the other side of the campgrounds. Wow. So anyways, that happened, and we're like, oh my God. And people are screaming, and I'm just like, fuck. So like, go hide in your tent, I guess. So, okay. I'm going to give a plug for Coleman Weathermaster.
Okay.
10-year-old fucking tent.
Great.
So
shit.
This tent,
yep.
It was great shit. Yep. It was a bitch to set up. It was like a cabin tent. It requires two people for sure. Yep. But right. I mean, granted, it's like a 10-person tent. What's a 10-person? What do two, you know, 22-year-olds need with a 10-person tent?
Yeah.
Well, I need to put in my costumes, you see.
Yeah, of course.
I'm the first one to admit I am a camping person. Yeah. I need the full length mirror. It's awful. So
yeah, of course.
A full length mirror with you. How many times a day did you change it to a different costume?
I needed at least two for each day.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Two.
That's excessive.
Two.
That's excessive. In a camping scenario, that is a little excessive. But
now, but granted, I'll come to your defense on that, and I'll say this is not typical camping. This is also this is camping at a music fest. So
yes.
You know, and EDM, right? So like, you know, it all makes sense. You know?
Yeah, it was a small vibe.
Okay.
It was mainly EDM. So, anyways, I'm like throwing shit into my tent. My boyfriend's still asleep, and to this day, my husband can sleep through. He'll sleep through the apocalypse. He will sleep through the flood. Well, the great flood will be here, and he'll still be asleep. He will sleep through it.
Yeah.
So, he's totally asleep. Yeah. He's through the rapture. It's happening. And we are throwing stuff. I'm throwing stuff in my tent. And I, you know, I'm trying to close it back up. And all of a sudden, it stops. Everything stops. And the sky is like still, you know, it stopped swirling, but it just stopped and still dark out. It was very dark. And then everyone starts cheering. And we're like, ah! And someone is shaking their fist at the sky. And he's like, ha-ha! Fuck you, God. You didn't get me.
Lieutenant Dan moment. Yeah,
definitely. And my friend, another guy friend, he woke up. He was like, what the fuck is going on? I went to the bathroom and the porta potties are all knocked over. Some guy in the porta potty was like taking a shit and it just covered him in shit.
No.
While he was there, he was like, it's a fucking over there. It's terrible. And, you know, he's like, God, it's so bad over by the stages. By the main stage is just fucked up. It's like there's shit and mud for days. And I'm like, oh man, what are we going to do? So, well, the storm calmed down and then all of a sudden, that was the calm before the real storm.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It came back and, all of a sudden the thunder starts, you know, boom, 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 and you see the lightning is on top of it. It's going right. And I'm like, whoa, this is intense. Crack, boom, down comes the rain. And the rain is just pouring down in buckets. It's just, you know what? Living on the in rain country, Oregon, Washington, we get a lot of rain.
Yeah.
They got nothing. They got nothing on this Illinois rain.
Yeah.
They got nothing on it. Wow. That was intense. And we got flooded. It was just pouring. And then my boyfriend wakes up and he's like, what's going on? And I'm like, oh my God, everybody get in your tent. And we run and we fly into our tent. And I grab my friend who was at the bathroom or at the toilets. And I'm like, get in here. We're sitting in my tent. We're just smoking weed. The rain is just pouring down. We're eating, you know, munchies and shit, listening to this awful thunderstorm and the wind just kicking around our tent. And I'm like, you know what? Coleman Weathermaster, thank you. Everybody else's tent is gone.
Yeah.
And mine is still here.
That's amazing.
I'm here, sitting in my tent. I'm dry.
Mm-hmm.
It's not picking up off the ground. I mean, my 22-foot party tent is gone, but and my shit's safe. And we're just hanging out. I'm like, I guess we're going to just ride this out. And it's raining and raining and raining, and you can hear people playing their hippie drums, like, blah, 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 blah. And then you hear people playing their, you know, little banjos, and they're like, kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya, singing like anything. And you can hear people just screaming outside. It sounds like something terrible is going on to these poor people. Like zombies are chasing them. And granted, you know, maybe in their minds, zombies were chasing them.
Right.
Because, you know, there are a lot of people that probably didn't go to bed.
Yeah.
And there are probably a lot of people that ate acid for breakfast.
Yeah, just a ton of acid at breakfast. Yeah. Yeah, dude.
My God. That would be just.
I mean, one guy was having a really bad day. He got, you know, covered in the poop.
Yeah. Oh man.
It's awful.
Being not raptured.
It's a different kind of rapture right there.
It was.
That's bad that karma.
That's what happened. Is that guy got shit faced in everywhere?
Real bad.
That's awful.
It was so bad. And so my friend, he's like, I want to see what's going on out there, because it sounded really like people are screaming like bloody murder. And it, you know, the temperature dropped really fast. We were freezing, and it was really nice out before. And then it, you know, dropped down to probably 55. So perfect you know, perfect recipe for tornadoes. Yeah. And we go and we unzip the windows of the tent and we look, and there's a guy, he's just, you know, probably where a few tents in front of me were. And he's in like the wreckage, and he's wearing nothing but tidy whitey underpants, just drenched. He's drenched, and you know, everything is, there's no secrets left to him.
He's all there.
Everything.
Yeah.
And he's just freaking out. Just freaking the fuck out on some, he's gotta be freaking out. He looked absolutely just spooked. And he's like, the rapture! The rapture! The rapture! Just losing his mind.
Was he the guy that was shaking his fist at, in victory over God so. Earlier? That would be perfect.
That's hilarious.
But man, this dude was freaking out, and we're like, well, close that back up. That's see there.
Oh, yeah. Let him do his thing.
We let it ride out. That's and then probably an hour and a half of just serious downpour went by, and we're like, okay, I think it's done. And we get out and we take a look at the wreckage, and oh my God, the whole place, just as far as the eye could see, was just a mess. Is a mess. Our campsite was a mess. What I tried to salvage from what I, you know, stuffing under the table, it's like everywhere. So we basically had, you know, we had food still, but we didn't have anything to eat on. No utensils or anything. So we had to be real barbarians.
How many days did you have left in the festival? Like, was this? Two more days? Wow. Did you stay there the whole time?
Yeah.
Wow. You're hardcore, man. You're hardcore.
I was pretty young at the time. So, I mean, today, if I had to do that today, I'd be like, oh, we're getting out of here.
Yeah.
But, when I was, it was fine. Just ate a bunch more drugs. So we just
Fuck it. Yeah. Were people like sleeping in their cars and stuff?
Like, people were sleeping. Oh, and that got dangerous too. The EMTs had to get called, and because people are like, you know, suffocating in their cars.
Oh shit! Yeah, wow. Oh,
well, dumbass. Yeah. You know, people like to do really bad drugs, and I mean, there are good drugs, there are bad drugs. Yep, I feel like.
Yes.
And bad ones, people die from them.
Yeah. Make bad decisions. Yeah.
And make bad decisions.
Right.
And
I always say those are the drugs usually that feed your ego with lies, you know. You know, the more natural stuff doesn't tend to lie to you. It'll expose you for who you are, whereas sometimes the synthetic things will tell you lies, you know.
Interesting.
Well, the ones that you put in your arm will
absolutely you
in a hole. But so anyways, it got dangerous, as a lot of Midwestern festivals do. They do tend to be dangerous because of the varying temperatures and the humidity and dehydration, etc. But anyway, so we had two more days of this festival to go, and we were just mud caked. But oh, it stunk. It stunk so bad because the porta potties everywhere were just tipped over, and there's just poop. It was the poop stew everywhere. Main stage was poop stew. The whole place. Oh my God, it was bad.
Wow.
So, and the rest of the time you're walking through, you know, mud, and the smart people, the people that have been to Illinois, brought you wear waders, or you wear galoshes, you know, you wear some type of a rain boot that can be underwater. Yeah. And I, at the time, I think that was my first time there. So I did not bring galoshes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had just some, you know, some sports sandal Tevas or some shit, you know? So I was really living in it. My feet were heavy caked in the poo mud. And
did you have a way to shower? Was there a water, a source of it?
No.
Their shower all came in about an hour and a half on that first day there. Right. So, and it washed away a lot of the things. But
they will advertise like, we've got showers here. There's going to be showers. No, there's never showers. Never. That's a figment of your imagination. Well, now they got showers, but you know, back then that was always like, don't fall for that.
Right.
So. You know, I would wash my feet with whatever water that we brought with us. I'd wash myself with whatever water we brought with us. They had refill stations, so that was fine. But, oh my God. We were all sitting around. So on that day after the rapture, when the sun came out and everything was starting to dry, kind of. It was, you know, you stepped on the mud pie and then you would sink into it. So, but it was sunny and the weather was nice and the music was going to go on. So I put on, a bathing suit and my sandals, my sports sandals. And I grabbed my hula hoops and I sat down in my camping chair that I found like in somebody else's way far away, found my camping chair, brought it back. And my friends and I, the ones that I liked, we sat around and we started doing Molly. And I'm like, well, fuck it. I mean, it's probably 1 p.m. We got to make it.
Yeah.
We got to cope with this.
Let's do something. This
poop salad.
Right.
And
maybe the Molly will make it beautiful, you know?
It did. Oh, you do enough of it and you will have a great time no matter what your
circumstance. Molly makes the rapture that much better.
I'm like, we survived the rapture. Fuck it. Let's come to party.
Molly it up, man. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, as you do.
Isn't that drink a little beer, went out to hula hoop and dance and saw who is now a really big name. And I think honestly that the big name is Skrillex. I saw him.
Uh-huh.
I don't like Skrillex. And he sucked. He sucked.
Uh-huh.
He sucked, but the drugs made it okay.
I don't know much about that world, but I know that wasn't he? He was in a rock band, wasn't he? Like before he became a DJ.
Yeah,
I think it was like a punk band, but I can't remember.
Okay,
He was like known from that beforehand.
All I look at him as is a dude who was really desperate to be famous.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm pretty sure that Deadmau5, who is a really great music producer,
yes,
actually is Skrillex now, and like he just has Skrillex be like the front man. He's like, you play my music, you just press the button and play it, so I can make the music now, because all of a sudden his music got like a little bit more, fun. I guess I feel like it's better now. And I've seen him play his own music. And I'm like, how do you fuck up your own set this bad? How do you do that? How do you sit up on that main stage and just completely train wreck your own music? You're playing from a laptop, guy. Right. How'd you do that?
Yeah.
So
well, maybe I digress. Anyway, who knows?
Drugs are good, and hula hooping is fun, and fuck Skrillex, but whatever. And you're just, people are dancing, people are trying to have a good time, mud poop is flying everywhere. And there's a picture of me on one of my old friends' Facebook, and I'm just covered in the mud poop.
Wow.
My God, I was so high, I became a mud person and was open. The picture of me was like, accepted my fate and I'm happy now.
Well, you know, it's funny, like when you say that, I'm struck with images from like the second Woodstock, you know, in the 90s, mm-hmm. when that, you know, everybody became mud people. It's like, what is the mentality of that guy sliding around in all that stuff that people have been, you know, no telling what's in there. And they're just loving it, man. Loving mm-hmm. it.
I mean, I wasn't like loving. Yeah, I wasn't that far.
Yeah, but yeah, but
I wasn't like belly sliding and sure.
There seems to be some
rolling in it, maybe.
Yeah, of course.
And figuratively.
Yeah. Get ready.
Rolling in the poop mud.
There seems to be something about being at a music fest. And when there's a lot of rain and stuff, and then all of a sudden, because that grass, if it's on grass, that grass is going to get torn up mm-hmm. and mud's mm-hmm. going to happen. Yeah. I went to Lollapalooza in Dallas in 94, and I was in a area that was off the lawn, so it was covered up. But man, it came in the evening, and it rained and it poured. And fortunately, I was able to stay dry, but like, L7 played, and I just remember turning around looking back, and it was raining coming down, and there's this massive swirling mosh pit. I mean, it looked like a whirlpool, you know, of people just moving around, and it just got browner and browner and browner because the mud started coming from the ground up all over these people, and it was just, finally it opened up in the eye, and there was, you could just see, it was just like there was grass there, you know, 20 minutes ago, and now it's just mud, and this becomes this mud pit, and you saw people walking around covered in mud, you know, and it's just like, I don't know, and they were all just like nonchalant, like totally okay with it, whereas I don't know, maybe if I had just was into the if I was part of the initiated into the mud tribe, the mud people try, I might be okay with it, but like,
careful for what you wish for, man.
But just looking from afar, oh no, I won't be doing it. I'm too old for any of that fest now. But looking from afar, it was definitely, it was just like, oh my god, I don't get it. But it happens, man. And then it happened, you know, famously there at with Woodstock, was it 94, 95, whatever it was.
Yeah.
The one that they're trying to get the name of Woodstock removed from, because they, you know, all the terrible things that happened at
that
it.
Was, so, that was the third one.
Oh, that was the third one?
That was in 99. That was when that whole thing with Limp Bizkit happened and everybody set the thing on fire. Like, they, for some stupid reason, they came back 5 years later and tried to do the, whatever, the next anniversary show. Yeah, they did some stupid shit. They set the whole thing on fire. Allegedly, a bunch of people got raped and shit, and it was
bad.
It was bad.
Yeah, it was just, and it was, I mean, you know, I mean, speaking as far as like genres of music, it was a lot of like nu metal and hard rock and stuff. Not hard rock, but it was more like, it was more of an Ozfest type lineup, and I'm not trying to take away from Ozfest because, you know, you got some classic metal bands there, but it was that kind of like that harder kind of new metal line, a lot of new metal bands, and the crowd for that is, you know, not necessarily the most peace, love, and hug your brother kind of, you know, that you would associate with Woodstock or anything like that, you know, so it definitely went downhill, and they definitely want to disassociate themselves from that. And I know that they were working on doing a
this year,
but
yeah,
probably not gonna happen.
No, and it's just been a nightmare of a situation.
Yeah.
From what I understand, they turned into a little bit of the what was that movie that they put out? The documentary they put out about the promoter that had the thing in the Caribbean.
Oh, the Fire Festival.
The Fire Festival.
Yeah.
They're like started to turn into one of those deals, so they canceled it.
Yeah, they preemptively called it off because that was terrible. That sounds like your experience there at summer camp sounded a little bit like the Fyre Festival, except for, you know, you at least had the bands, they showed up, performed. Right.
And you I don't know if that happened. And you didn't pay $60,000 to get there or whatever.
For sure. Let me reiterate.
Yeah.
It was a very good time, regardless of the microburst slash, you know, rapture, and regardless of the mud poo situation.
Yeah.
It turned into, it was a beautiful time. We had a great time. I stayed the whole time.
Good.
And
I would not have stayed the whole time. I think after the rapture happened, after that would happen, we're like, okay, I think it's time to go home. Because I probably would have been that guy that you opened up your window who was just sitting out there in his tidy whities, but I would have been crying in the rain.
And, Yes. People definitely. You know, the next time I went to summer camp, honestly, it nothing bad happened besides it being 55 and drizzling the whole time.
That's terrible.
So that wasn't fun. That was when I was like, you know what? I think I want to go home.
Yeah.
It wasn't fun. I was just freezing. I couldn't sleep because I was cold and wet from just being wet all day long.
Yeah.
That was a bad time, but. That other one, I'm like, well, it's still sunny out. We still have drugs to do. We're fine.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to the What's Your Weird Story podcast. You probably knew that already because you're listening or downloaded to the episode off of your iTunes or your Spotify or whatever place you get your podcast from. We want to thank you for listening. We also want to remind you to like us, follow us, subscribe to us. Make sure that you get your new podcast episode every week. We'd also like to ask you to rate and review so that we can grow our audience. We can have more friends. We can have more stories. So thanks for listening to What's Your Weird Story.
Hey, that's a nice t-shirt you got on there.
Oh, thanks, dude. It's brand new. Do you like that? It's one of the official What's Your Weird Story t-shirts.
Where'd you get that?
It's funny that you ask. I just got it off the brand new Spreadshirt.com site for the What's Your Weird Story podcast. There's no www. You just go straight to shop.spreadshirt.com/ what's without the apostrophe, WHATS hyphen YER. /weird-story, and that'll take you right there.
I mean, you can never own enough clothing.
Well, that's true, Barry. There's t-shirts for the ladies because, you know, they're cut differently. There's hoodies, which are really cool. There's two different kinds of hoodies, and there's also tote bags, so you can tote your stuff.
That's so cool, man.
So if you guys go out to spreadshirt.com, What's Your Weird Story, currently there are two designs, but there will be more going up very soon. So just keep your eyes out for that. And if you decide to get one of their shirts, tag yourself on Instagram to ours or Facebook. Show your love. Show us what you got. Let's see your true colors. Man, dude. That's crazy. That's crazy Midwest weather, dude. That's a summer. Well, I guess it's not just a summer. That's just the Midwest, you know. That's the weather. It will change on a dime. It'll be huge. It'll be scary. And then it'll, the next day, it'll be, you know, beautiful and rainbows and everything nice like that, dude.
Right. And it reminds me of the reasons why I don't go to festivals, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know? Or camping festivals, for sure. Dude.
Well,
or just at festivals in general.
Exactly. Well, I've been to festivals, but fortunately I've been on the other side of things, so I didn't ever have to experience what the folks that pay for the tickets to get in have to experience, man. I don't know if I could deal with it, you know. There's something about large crowds as I get older, man, that I just don't like to be in, you know, and then to have just everything go to hell in a handbasket, you know, and now everybody's scrounging to get their stuff back, you know. It's like, and to live under those conditions, man, with the mud and the shit, you know, mixed together.
You become the mud poop people. When you join the mud poop people tribe, that's when you can count me out, man. Well, I don't need to be
Are there enough pharmaceuticals for to join that tribe, dude?
You know, I mean, you know, look, that's definitely going to help you see rainbows. You know, that's definitely going to help you see. Right. I would imagine the brighter side of everything. But
I guess you need those. You need those times, I guess, to really enjoy the rest of life when it's easy. You know.
Suppose so, man. But you know, like, that's part of being young, dude. You know, just like everything happens and you're just like, oh well, let's go get wasted, you know. We still have drugs to do.
Right, exactly.
Oh Lord. Exactly. But you know, I could say Brandy is that was her youth, you know. She's not like that. She's a mommy now, and she's responsible, and she doesn't do the drugs and all that stuff. You know, she's grown up too and been responsible part of society and all that stuff. But yeah, she's got some other funny wild stories. And we'll try to get her back to share those as well.
But you got to get that out when you're young, that's for sure. I don't know if you remember this or not, but like, you and I were coming, we were seniors in high school when the second Woodstock was being thrown. Do you remember that?
That was just after we graduated. Okay.
Well, everybody was trying to figure out how to get there and like, dude, I want to go, man, you know?
Yeah.
And like, it was a great lineup. It was a hell of a lineup. And I think I really wanted to go to that. And of course I wasn't able to make it happen, but when you watch the conditions that they were under, like, if I remember correctly, I think they had a water shortage or something like that.
I mean, no Woodstock. No Woodstock event has been flawless, been really that
great. It can't be that.
Legend around it, you know.
Yeah. Well, you got
but
that,
yeah, they
that,
can't organize it. Then.
No.
Yeah.
You got that many people, man. And you're trying to do this in an open field. There's no way to, like, manage all those people, you know. Yeah.
And security, if they had security, I'm sure they had some form of it. You have to for insurance reasons, I suppose. Yeah. But man, dude. And then of course, everyone after that has been just worse and worse and worse until, you know, again, like this year they tried to do it for, what is it, the 50th? Yeah, I guess it would be the 50th. Yeah. They couldn't get it together, man.
That's right.
Everybody's scared. That's the fear of fire. They don't want to. They don't want to be that fire fest.
Well,
you know,
they're smart. So. They're smart.
For sure.
Yeah, you pull that kind of shit again, somebody's. I heard that guy got out of freaking jail, dude.
I think he did, dude. I don't understand how, man. Got money.
How can you do that? How can you go down there? And I was watching that story about the lady with the restaurant that lost all that money.
Mm-hmm.
You remember? He took it for like 50, 60 grand. And then somebody started a GoFundMe campaign for her. And thank God people are generous, man. And they gave her, I think she ended up, you know, collecting like $250,000.
Yeah, she did real good off of that. You know? She got everything taken care of and then some, yeah.
But nobody wants to be the next Fire Festival. That's for damn sure.
Not at all. And that's getting that gets thrown around now where it's like, oh, it was like Fire Fest. But, you know, hopefully we don't have to. You know, well, I'm not going to be going to any fest, so I'm not worried.
Yeah, right. I'll watch from a distance for sure.
But I tell you, Barry, you know what I will be going to?
What's that?
That'll be a lot of fun. Coming up on October 19th, Saturday, October 19th in Enid, Oklahoma at the Enid Brewing Company is going to be the What's Your Weird Story Presents What's Your Beer Story live event, live podcasting event.
That's right.
That's going to be fun, dude. I'm looking forward to that.
I am too, man.
A lot of fun.
I am too. And I think that people, you know, will have a good time. We're just going to hang out. We're going to have, it's going to be very relaxed. You know, it's not going to be uppity, weird in any way, you know, quote unquote weird, uncomfortable.
Not bad weird. Weird,
but not bad weird. Looking forward to listening to people's stories and just hanging out and having a beer and relaxing, eating some good food, you know, and getting to see old friends, you know.
Yeah. So if anybody out there listening, if you want to join in and you want to share a story, contact us. But there's a Facebook page for the event. You can get us hold of us on, you can send us a message on Facebook. You can send us a message on, What's Your Weird email? That's WHATSYER email@gmail.com. You can call the hotline. That's also on the Facebook page. You can contact us through the Twitter and through the Instagram page. Just get a hold of us and say, hey, I want to tell a story, and we will put you down. And hopefully we'll get a lot of responses, people that want to do it in advance.
Yeah.
So that you can get your story well rehearsed and concise and get it to be, around like 5 minutes, we say. And that's a lot longer than you think. When you're telling a story, that's a lot longer than you think.
Right.
So if you want to do that, we would love to have you on. So get a hold of us and let us know, and we'll put you down for sure. And it'll be great. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Come hang out with us.
Yeah. Yeah. We'd love to see your faces. So cool. All right. Well, let's wrap it up for this week and get ready for next week. And glad to have you back from vacation. Glad you survived, Bear.
Thanks, Bill.
And we will catch you all next time. So your plans for the week are to be safe
and be weird.
Yeah. And don't blow any fingers off on 4th of July. Or set your pants on fire. As always, if you have a weird story, we want to hear it.
If you have a lot of them, we want to hear them all.
We can't do this podcast without your invaluable contributions.
Whether it's sharing your stories,
listening,
rating,
and spreading the word about the podcast. Thanks for listening. Till next time, be safe.
Be weird.
The stories presented on the What's Your Weird Story podcast are, to our knowledge, true experiences that our guests have had. We can't take the time to research all claims made, and besides, it's just not as fun.